Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tuts Experience podcast. This is a personal journal podcast from yours truly, Mr. Kieran Michael Joseph Uri Tuttius. Hey, hope you guys are well. And it's great to be back. It's been a long time since we had a Tuts Experience. And actually an incredibly long time. December the 11th last year. Say no more. Well, this is episode number 67. To be honest with you, I have no plans much for this show, but what I want to do is play some music for you. I want to keep you updated with what's going on in my life. Keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and professional wrestling. Oh yes, and how things have been interesting in that regard over the last few weeks and months even. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience, and you can like our Facebook page, which is called The Tuts Experience. Yes. And you can catch all 67 shows, including this one, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing it by searching us on our podcast app, which is Podbean's app. Also on Apple, iTunes, and all the other podcast apps. You just download them and you can search us there. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. But the first thing I want to talk to you about is that recently myself and Rob have had our bathroom redone. Yes, we've got brand new bath, brand new shower, brand new washing basin, got a brand new toilet, new flooring, got tiles, proper tile, floor tiles on, and it's a black and white sort of colour. We've got this beautifully large towel heater slash radiator type thing. Great stuff. And so that's been going on in our life for 4.5 days, Monday to Friday, but Friday was a half day where we had three builders in the house. Now there's nothing more awkward to me, at least, of having random three blokes walking through your house, taking things away, destroying them and putting something new in. And let alone that, I don't think my two cats, Holly and Stanley, really found it particularly a nice experience. I think they found it a bit awkward and scared out of their lives, but bless them. But yeah, it's made me really feel like builders as friendly as they are, they're not really that friendly, to be fair, are they? Because just for example, so many times I came in and, a couple of times when I would want to go to my bedroom, obviously they're doing the work upstairs where my bathroom is in my three bedroom semi-detached. And, I felt awkward having to tell them to move out of the way, but it's my own home. Do you know what I mean? They're in the middle of work and stuff, but they're, you know, doing stuff out of just on the landing, and it was just, awkward. I don't really like it, to be honest, but I think it will be a lot easier as soon as myself and Rob are going to get the kitchen done. But we might end up having to put it off until next year, just because of financial things, really. And it looks like we're probably going to have to upgrade our fuse board, because our fuse board is quite old, circa 1987. So to upgrade things, we need to do that. So there you go. Never mind, but I do hope that you've had a fantastic week, and we'll get into other bits and bobs in a short while. But first we're going to have, obviously, our first song, which is from the Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield. What have I done to deserve this? On the Tuts Experience. Thank you.
fast and walk too slow, chasing time from hour to hour. I pour the drinks and crush the flowers. What have I done to deserve this? What have I done to deserve this?
Such a tune. The late Dusty Springfield and the Pet Shop Boys. What have I done to the service? One of the greatest tunes from the 1980s. Oh, I really enjoyed playing that for you. I hope you enjoyed that too. It's a staple of my iPod / iPhone music app. That type of thing. Yes, do like that. And it's got some good memories too. An old guy I was seeing, old guy, that sounds slightly wrong. A guy I was seeing quite a while ago. How about that? Graham Partin, who I've become really good friends of, and Rob's met him, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that. Graham, lovely guy. He's been working on the ships for quite a while now as a radio DJ. For Royal Caribbean, lovely boat, Brian Partin from Bognor Regis. Well, Middleton, if I really wanted to get picky and, you know, cast him upon a bit of a dredgy, yucky town of Bognor. But there you go. Moving swiftly on, Graham told me about this song, a story about this song, which sort of still resonates with me. I just, whenever I hear it, I remember the story that he told me, but that he would listen to Dusty Springfield, Pet Shop Boys' song, What Have I Done to Deserve This, when he was getting over his first relationship. And it'd make him feel a bit better of like thinking about, what have I done to deserve this? I don't deserve this treatment, basically. So that sort of resonated with me. I know it was quite a slightly strange thing to learn from somebody who you were seeing. You know, it's not quite a relationship, but you know, you talk about things like that, and yeah, you tell me about it, and I was like, oh, you know, so I still remember that, bizarrely. You get those things with songs, though. I always associate going to various places and listening to songs, like going down to see my dad's side of the family, down in Poole and Bournemouth area when I was a kid, randomly, in the car, either Elton John or The Carpenters would be on. So, you know, the song from The Carpenters, there's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. Or rainy days and Mondays always get me down. You know, so that type of thing. I always associate going down into Dorset. And going up to Essex was a little bit of another one as well. Going to see my mum's side of the family, going to see my nan and my uncle and aunties and cousins. And going through the Dartford Tunnel. And randomly, all the time, we would have a tape playing in the car or listen to the radio, and Alison Moyet's song, All Cried Out, would always be on. So, All Cried Out, you got a whole lot of love from a handful of nothing. All Cried Out. It's pushing and shoving me around. I can't remember how the rest of the song goes. This isn't meant to be Kieran Sings on the radio, or on a podcast, shall I say. But, you know, just wanted to do it. So I associate songs like that, you know, doing that type of thing. So, but I won't drift on anymore. But that's just an insight into my crazy life. Good stuff. So I hope you're good and all that type of stuff. I want to get into some stories with you of recent developments on my behalf. I've recently got a new job. Yeah, and you're thinking, oh, again. but a couple of weeks ago, I officially became I became a travel shop advisor for Blue Star and Unilink. Hooray! Yes, my local bus company in Southampton. Not local, but the local one I work for. Not local for me in Southampton, in Fareham, put it that way. But in Southampton, yes, I now run the shop for the bus company I work for. So hooray! Happy days there. I'm going to practically be working Monday to Fridays, which is awesome. So I'm working like 8:45 until 5:15. Lovely jubbly. The shop's open from 9 till 5. The hours have changed around, which is good. And it helps me a lot. And also on Saturdays, 10 till 2. 4 hours. Thank you very much. So Sundays are always off. So that's great because, as you guys know, Rob works Monday to Friday. And I can actually spend some time. Wonderful idea. And Rob's just joined the gym where I go to the gym too, at Fareham Leisure Centre. So hooray for that. And it's nice to have somebody there with me because I do feel a little bit of a loner when I go there. And I end up speaking to random strangers. So I think Rob would know, you know, that. No, I'm joking. I don't do that. Not really strangers, but I talk to the people who, you know, run there. There's a lovely lady called Dee who's she's not my personal trainer, but she's the one that gave me my induction. She's lovely, she is. And I always say hello to her and have a good chat with her. But people I used to work with at Blue Star, but they've left and I've gone back. But Andy Cleave and one of the National Express drivers I bumped into in the gym not long ago, and that was quite fun. So, yeah, going back to the gym. The gym's still going really well, actually, and I can't remember what the hormone that you release when you go to exercise, endorphins, I think that's what they call it. Makes you feel better once you've gone to the gym, basically. And I like going there. You know, thinking about going there, I just think, oh, I don't think I could be arsed, you know. But once you've been and gone, you feel so much better for it, I think. Let me know what you think about your exercise. Does it make you feel better once you've done it? But I know you like me, you dread going. I'd like to hear from you if that's the case. So, I don't know. But the exercise is doing me a lot of good. Now, as many of you guys have known, the reason why I went back to Blue Star, and I've been very, very lucky to get this position where I'm, you know, help running the travel shop, it's because of all the problems that I had mentally with my old job down at the hard interchange in Portsmouth. Now, I don't know if many of you guys can remember or know of me, but I've been suffering with stress and anxiety due to what I've experienced down there. And it's not just because of that. Back in 2013, when I worked for a bus company called Velvet, we had a bus lent to us from another bus company called Brijan Tours, and I was driving this really old double-decker bus from Hamble back to Eastleigh, and I joined the motorway at the Junction 8 to the M27 at Hamble, and I joined it. The bus would only go 40 miles an hour, and it was like a crash box geared type of double-decker. Anyway, the bus was driving along fine at 40 miles an hour, but the wheel came off the double decker, and then literally I had to grab hold of the steering wheel and try and get it over to the hard shoulder, but literally the wheel fell off, the axle was showing, and I was scraping along the floor. It was awful, near-death experience to me. So I've been suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder because of that too, so it's just evolved into all sorts of things. And because of all the hardly any support that I could get down at the hard interchange, I had to leave. And one of the reasons that really for that is because of all the antisocial behaviour down there at the Hard Interchange, which I may have told you before. Lots of people coming in, awful stuff, drug taking, alcoholics everywhere. I needed a security guard during the day and they weren't going to give it to me, so I had to go. You know, if I feel vulnerable while I'm at work and I feel, I don't know, I don't feel safe, and I don't think my fellow colleagues are safe, and I don't think that the public are safe, I don't want that on my hands. So I was like, oh, I'm going back bus driving. Thank you very much. But since I've now gone from Portsmouth City Council and the Hard Interchange, thankfully, they've managed to get 24-hour security. Isn't that a shame that they couldn't do that while I was there? Probably says it all, really. But, yeah, I didn't hardly get any support down there. Now, my manager was fantastic, but I think his hands were tied because of his bosses wouldn't pay out for him. So, more for them, really. I blame them. I don't blame my manager. Because Simon Bell, if you're listening, miss you. I do. And Craig, to a certain extent. Right. he was a moody old Scotsman. But he was alright. He's fine. So, being back at Blue Star, it's just wonderful. We've got a brand new operations manager in Andy Shore. Check out bluestarbus.co.uk if you want to read up about his career. He's come from Scotland. Scotland? He's come from Dundee, National Express, so that's cool. Comes with great experience in working in a large city and working in a very busy area. So that's very good. And very accommodating, wonderful guy, really nice, and just generally a very nice guy. And we're very lucky to have him, so hooray. We're going to have a new operations director very soon for Go South Coast, which is the big branching company across Hampshire, Dorset and the Isle of Wight and Wiltshire, of course, and parts of Berkshire for our company, Go South Coast. David Lee Kong is going to be joining with us, so looking forward to having him on board too. And David is a bit of a bus enthusiast, I must admit, and he comes across as a really nice guy, and he knows his stuff, and so he's got passion for bus and coach travel. So, and you need that if you're going to work in my industry. You really do, because you've got to get people out their cars and on the buses. That's what it's all about, of course. Right, enough of me rambling on. Time for our next song. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of pro wrestling. All right? So stick around here on the Tuts Experience.
Somewhere you can unwind.
Good old Sophie Ellis Bextor there with Take Me Home from 2001, would you believe? Oh dear, makes me feel so young. No, I think it was from 2002. Or 2003? 2002, I think. Yeah, it was, I think it was the year before Murder on the Dance Floor, because I loved Sophie Ellis Bextor back then. She could do no wrong. And still, to be fair, she could do no wrong. I got her albums and everything. And she, back in the day, she was like one of my heartthrobs to, you know, go to Eurovision. Not you know, sexually or anything like that. Good God, no. But in all seriousness, she is epic. I like her. Like her. So, pro wrestling. I'm not going to rabbit on for too long about it, but I just wanted to say how much I am enjoying New Japan Pro Wrestling at the moment. It's just, oh, I've mentioned this in an email to a regular wrestling podcast that I listen to, the Smart Wrestling Fan podcast. Now, I know I'm not really listening to the AllWrestling.com Week Review anymore or anything else, really, but the Smart Wrestling Fan podcast, I've always listened to ever since I was, 2011. It was before WrestleMania 27 when it was at Atlanta. And that's really when I got really into it. And into trying to seek out podcasts and, you know, find other like-minded people. So this is a Smart Wrestling podcast anyway, and they've sort of like helped me re-engage with the indie scene, in inverted commas. And also one of my younger brothers, Connor, in particular, has got me into New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's got New Japan World, and I've been watching it with him, and it's just been awesome, because all of these events that have been taking place for the last few months have just been non-stop fantastic wrestling matches, and just, you know, they really put themselves on the line, and there's just a real believability about it. The storylines make sense half the time, which really mean a lot, and it really just goes to show. So I'm really, really lucky. I'm really, really lucky that I've got this now. And I'm much more engaged with it than I am with the WWE product. Because to be all honestly, the main event scene on SmackDown is great. AJ and Nakamura, I'm really enjoying all that they're doing. But the whole Lesnar-Roman Reigns stuff is really getting me down. And I really am not interested. The other bits aren't so bad, but and they're just Finn and Seth and The Miz. As much as I love all three of them, I just don't think they're being used correctly. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. And when it comes around, I'm, you know, really into it. And I'm really looking forward to NXT TakeOver Orlando as well. So we'll see what happens. But Sakura Genesis, as recently on the New Japan Pro Wrestling, and it was on the 1st of April, which was yesterday for me. It was on live in the UK. It was at 8 a.m. until about just after midday. I couldn't watch it, sadly, because I was too busy cooking for my son, my Easter Sunday, a get together with a family. So that was the most important thing, really. But loved watching the event. I've just finished watching it actually myself just before we started recording. And the main event featured the 2018 New Japan Cup winner, Zack Sabre Jr., challenging Kushida Okada for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And what a match. I'm not going to go into it because maybe some of you guys haven't watched it, but the matches were awesome. Literally from top to bottom, there were 9 matches there. Okada and Zack Sabre Jr. Oh my God, that was a great match. Also, Cody and Hangman Page of the Bullet Club defeated the Golden Lovers, which were Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi. Loved that match. Fantastic. Also, Will Ospreay versus Marty Scurll for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. I mean, that went for just over 30 minutes of pure amazing stuff. I mean, lots of six-man tag matches and tag team matches, but guys, doesn't matter because the wrestling's that good, the storylines are that good, and it's just never ever have I been disappointed at watching any of this. It's just seriously good. You know, I can't complain about any of it at all. You must go and see it. If you're not watching New Japan Pro Wrestling and you're a pro wrestling fan, something's wrong. You need to get it sorted. So really, I just wanted to, you know, let you know that New Japan Pro Wrestling has just blown me away completely. And you must go and see it. And if not, get yourselves to Rev Pro in the UK here. They've got lots of shows coming up in the next few days. So, the next few months, should I say. So do check them out. And also, New Japan Pro Wrestling is coming to Milton Keynes on the 30th of June. So, and I'm really sad I won't be able to go because I'm going to be at a wedding. Oh, if it was a wrestling wedding, that'd be so cool. Speaking of that, I want to share this clip of you for you. It's only a short thing, but Howard Finkel does announcements at wrestling-themed weddings. It's bizarre. Now, if any of you guys remember, obviously Howard Finkel was the ring announcer for the WWE for thousands of years. At least it seems like it. And I do miss his voice when he announces his announces stuff. But he can be hired to announce wrestling things. It's very bizarre. So listen into this.
Please welcome the legendary ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer, the Fink, Howard Finkel.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
That was lame. Are you ready?
Yeah!
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to you the wedding party. First of all, about to enter will be the parents of the bride, Thomas and Jeanette Canilla. Here come the parents of the groom, Alan and Deborah Respino. Well, now in this wedding party, you want flower girls? Do you want ring bearers? We've got a bunch of them. So let me introduce to you the entire entourage of flower girls and ring bearers. Justin and Joseph Fabricatori, Braden and Peyton Canilla, Alyssa and Caitlin Bauer, and Lily Restino.
Like little girls crying. She probably saw the Fink doing his announcement. Oh dear. This is bizarre.
What do you think of that, huh? That's terrific. You guys are the stars of the show for now. Now, we also have any number of bridesmaids and groomsmen. So let's introduce these fine folks one by one. First, bridesmaid Drew Prefko.
Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Okay, right. I think we're going to call it quits there. You get the gist, but my goodness me. That would have been bizarre, but what fun. But I would have thought, you know, if we were trying to get the Fink to come over here. It cost us a bomb. So no point. Anyways, fun it would be. Fun it would be indeed. So I hope you enjoy your pro wrestling, guys and gals. And WrestleMania week's coming up. So shall we run down through the WrestleMania card? Because to be perfectly honest, I can't remember what's going on. To make you laugh, doesn't it? Right, matches. Oh my goodness me, we got 13. Yep, you ready? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. So the first match that's been announced is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Well, there's a surprise. Also, there'll be a WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal because it's no longer the Fabulous Moolah's name Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon will face Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If Owens and Zayn win, they will be rehired to SmackDown. But if they don't win, then they are fired. Oh, yes. That's not good, is it? So does Daniel Bryan lose on his first return match? Ooh, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey will face Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Okay. Cedric Alexander faces Mustafa Ali, the tournament final for the vacated WWE Cruiserweight Championship. I wonder how that's going to go. Also, we have a triple threat tag team match for the WWE SmackDown tag team titles, which is the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeoned Brothers, which is Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. Cesaro and Sheamus will defend the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship against Braun Strowman and his partner, which is to be determined. But we think that's probably going to be Elias, I think. More likely. Charlotte Flair will defend her SmackDown Women's Championship against Asuka, who won the Women's Royal Rumble. Okay. Alexa Bliss will defend the Raw Women's Championship against Nia Jax. Hurrah! Come on, Nia, you can do it. There is a fatal four-way match for the WWE United States Championship. The champion Randy Orton will defend against Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev. Now, obviously, I think Jinder Mahal is going to win this, and that the real reason is because they know that Jinder will be booed out of the arena, and the reaction is what they want. The reaction is what they're going to get. So say no more. There's a triple threat match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship as the champion, The Miz, will defend his title against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. Well, Finn, it's time for you to shine, young man. Oh, yes. Also, a singles match for the WWE Championship. The champion, AJ Styles, will face off against Shinsuke Nakamura. The only man still, at the moment, to make Okada tap out in New Japan. So I think it's time for Shinsuke to become champion. That would be so cool. And the final match is for the WWE Universal Championship. Brock Lesnar, the champion, with Paul Heyman, will defend against Roman Reigns. Well, I hope Shinsuke and AJ become the main event, because this does not deserve to be the main event. Roman Reigns has been in the main event since every main event since 2015 at WrestleMania 31. So it's time for somebody else to do it. WWE. Grr. We got announced people. So anyway, I think Roman's going to win that. So there you go. The people announced already for the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal is that we have Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Naomi, Natalia, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Lana, and Bayley. On the men's Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is Dash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, Ty Dillinger, Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, and Tyler Breeze. Interesting. So, anyways, we then go on to the next NXT. I was about to try and say NXT, but then it didn't really work. So, NXT New Orleans, of course, this happens the night before WrestleMania on April the 7th. We have five matches already. We have Tommaso Ciampa faces Johnny Gargano. This is an unsanctioned match. If Gargano wins, he'll be reinstated to NXT. But if Ciampa wins, Gargano will be banned from NXT. Ooh, interesting. Then we have a ladder match for the inaugural NXT North American Championship. We've got Adam Cole versus EC3 versus Killian Dane versus Lars Sullivan versus Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. In this one, I think either Ricochet or Adam Cole are going to win the title. That's just my gut feeling. I have no evidence to claim on that. We have a triple threat match for the NXT Tag Team Championship and the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Trophy. So, you have the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, and Kyle O'Reilly, the champions, to face the Authors of Pain, Akam and Razor, and then against Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. Interesting. See what happens. And I don't know who's going to win that one. I think the Authors of Pain are going to win it. Ooh, awkward. Also, I have no, again, just a guess. Ember Moon will defend the NXT Women's Championship once again against Shayna Baszler. I think it's time for Shayna Baszler to win and Ember Moon to come up to the main roster. Andre Cien Almas will defend the NXT Championship against Aleister Black. It's time for Aleister Black to rise and become the first Dutch world champion of pro wrestling, as far as I'm aware of, anyway. Well, so there you go. So, oh, it's exciting times here. Exciting times indeed. And that's it for pro wrestling talk here on the Tuts Experience. I think I've rambled on for too much longer. Time for our next song. So good. Lisa Stansfield in All the Right Places. Another 80s tune here on the Tuts Experience. Of course, we know how to do it good here. Oh, don't you think? Yeah, so true. Well, Eurovision Song Contest news. Anything interesting going on? Not really. IQ, the acts who are going to represent the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia have performed an acoustic version of Lost and Found. That sounds quite cool, actually. Franka is a victim of negligence. Crazy co-composer Denis Moloveia accepts blame in alleged plagiarism round. He uploaded the instrumental to an online store by mistake. Oh, now get this, guys. Eurodrama. According to WeeWeeBlogs.com and the wonderful William Lee Adams, in recent days, Franka, Croatia's Eurovision 2018 singer, has been engulfed in controversy. It emerged that the Romanian artist Guez, spelt G-U-E-Z, has published a song with the same instrumental as Franka's entry, Crazy, some 2 weeks before her official song release. Some Eurofans shouted, plagiarism! And accused Croatia of ripping off the Romanian singer. But this evening, i.e. Saturday, we finally had got clarity, as Denis Moloveia, the co-composer of Crazy, had admitted that he accidentally uploaded the Crazy instrumental to a online store by mistake under another name. His co-composer, Brinimir Malhavjeci, explains what went down. And I quote, following the speculations about the song Crazy and plagiarism allegations, I feel obliged to clarify the situation. The whole song is the product of work only and is for our work only, and I have previously mentioned the work on the production of the song of Crazy together with my colleagues Danis Mavea, also known as Denzel Bits or Denz. So for the past 2 weeks, we have been working intensively to find out how the situation emerged and how it all happened. Finally, we found out that Denis Mavea, who makes and sells beats online for a living, uploaded a wrong file on an online store site by mistake, uploading the stems of our Eurovision song Crazy under another name, evidently without my approval as co-writer. It is all made very clear in the photo document presented by Guez, which we are sending in the attachment. The song Crazy was extensively and entirely for the Eurovision Song Contest, but this situation should have never happened. It is unquestionable that Guez bought the song, Blame Me, with a very restricted license. But I must also point out that the Romanian musician has violated two articles regarding the purchase of the instrumental track from Denzel Beats, taking actions which he has no right to take according to the contract. Finally, I would like to thank HRT for understanding and for your support. Oh. Denis Mavea then went on to say, I can't express how sorry I am that Franka became the victim of negligence and the circumstances in the event, which she did not know about, understandably, and she was completely shocked. We've been working all together on this song for months, and one moment of my ignorance impacted all of the good work that we've done and in all the positive energy around the song. I know that Franka will still give her all at the Eurovision stage, because I felt it since the first day we started working on the song. So there you go. That's cool. That's what all of that faff was about. Oh dear. Now, This was interesting. The EBU has announced this morning that all members, all nation members will be able to bid to host the Eurovision Song Contest from 2019. This will mean the end to the custom that the winning nation is automatically entitled to host the contest the following year. Now, this is a April Fool's joke. But, yes. So don't worry. And I know it's a cup of tea, but this was from wiiblogs.com. So, Eugen Bushpera, who represents Albania in the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, sang a revamped version of Mal on The Voice Kids in Albania. Oh, yes, he has. And Eva Zasmuskaita has impressed the most of WeWeBlog readers from the Eurovision pre-party. So that's good to know. They seem to be doing really, 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 really well. And basically the betting odds seem quite to be interesting. We'll go over them in a minute. But the Eurovision preview season is obviously in full swing. Some events have already happened, but there's many more to come. And one definitely in our in the calendar of WeBlogs is the Moscow Eurovision pre-party, which unfolds on the 7th of April inside Moscow's stunning Vegas shopping mall. Oh, yes. And Yulia Samolova, the much-talked Russian contestant, will celebrate her birthday on the same day. And she will be there singing the song I Don't Break. The list of other artists include Azerbaijan's Aizel, Moldova's Dore Dos, and Armenia's Savek Kayayan. But there'll be much more to that, as there will be the Chomachevi sisters, representative of Russia in 2014, their 2013 singer, Dina Garapova, she'll be there. And as well, it was Philip Gukharov who'll be there. Junior Eurovision 2017 winner Polina Bogusevich will be there on screen and will be there on stage, as well as the Bulgarian singer of 2017 coming second, Christian Kostov. Also, Dmitry Koldun, Belarus 2007. Ivan of Belarus 2016. And the Guru Gru Foundation will be there as well. Very exciting stuff for the Russians. They've managed to get some people to go. Good luck to them. Also, Ira Losko has a brand new single. It's called One in a Million. And she's got a double LP coming out. So keep your eyes open for that. That is your Eurovision showcase news on the Tuts Experience. Here we go. Now, I'm going to play you a recap of all 43 songs for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Are you ready? Strap in. Let's go. Strap yourselves in. Albania, Eugen Bushpera with Mal. Armenia, Savek Kayayan with Kwame. Australia, Jessica Malboy, We Got Love. Austria, Cesar Samson, Nobody But You. Azerbaijan, Aizel, Cross My Heart. Belarus, Alex Gibb with Forever. Belgium, Cynic, A Matter of Time. Bulgaria, Equinox with Bones. Croatia, Franca, Crazy. Cyprus, Elena Ferrero with Fuego. The Czech Republic, Mikolas Josef, Lie to Me. Denmark, Rasmussen, Higher Ground. Estonia, Alina Nachaeva with La Forza. FYR Macedonia, IQ, Lost and Found. Finland, Saara Aalto, Monsters. Je suis né ce matin, je m'appelle. Merci. France, Madame Monsieur, merci.
Merci, 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 merci. Je veux bien, merci. Merci, merci.
Georgia, IRO with For You. It's Germany, Michael Schutter with You Let Me Walk Alone.
A shelter from the storm. You said I had one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far. But you will never know, cause you let me walk this road alone.
It's Greece, Yana Terazi with Oro no Mu. Hungary, AWS with Vislad Mia. Iceland, Ari Olafsson, Our Choice. It's Ireland, Ryan O'Shaughnessy with Together. Israel, Netta, Toy. Italy, Emma Lamenta, Fabrizio Moro, Nia Vata in Piotto Niente. Latvia, Laura Rosotto with Funny Girl. Lithuania, Eva Zasimauskaitė with When We're Old. Malta, Christabel, Taboo. Moldova, Dore Dos, My Lucky Day. Montenegro, Vanya Radovejic, Enya. Norway, Alexander Rybak. That's how you write a song. Poland, Gromy and Lucas Meyer with Light Me Up. This is Portugal, Claudio Pascoal with O Jardim. Romania, The Humans, The Goodbye. Russia, Julia Samoylova with I Won't Break. San Marino, Jessica and Jennifer with Who We Are. Serbia, Sanja Ilić and Volkiana with Nova Deca. Slovenia, Lea Cirk, Havlanet. Amaya and Alfred. Sweden, Benjamin Ingrosso, Dance You Off. We're almost at the end, lads. Hold on. Switzerland, Zips with Stones. Netherlands, Waylon, Outlaw Inum. Ukraine, Melovin, Under the Ladder. And the United Kingdom, Zuri with Storm. And that is Eurovision 2018. I hope you enjoyed that little recap. Little 16 minutes, Kieran. Excuse me, but wow, interesting stuff. What do you think? What is your standout song? Well, let's have a look at the betting odds for the winner of Eurovision 2018. Currently, at the moment, Israel are favourites to win in the betting. 9-4 are the best odds you can find. Estonia are second with 7-1 odds. At 9-1 is the Czech Republic in third place. Belgium are at 14-1 at fourth place. And then in fifth place, Australia with 18-1. Sixth place, Sweden 18-1 as well. Bulgaria, the best odds you can get for them are the 20-1. In seventh place. In eighth place is the Norwegian entry, 25-1. The French entry, the best odds you can get is 28-1. In ninth place, and in tenth place, Greece is 33-1. Just to mention, the United Kingdom is 125-1. Ireland is 250-1. And the bottom odds, guys, it's really sad. We've got five countries at the with the lowest odds you can get. Montenegro at 500-1. Also at 500-1, San Marino, Switzerland, Iceland, and Slovenia. Ooh, how rude. Apparently, Georgia have got better odds, half of the odds of what Switzerland has. Don't get that. Okay, now, before we go, I want to play you the UK entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. It's Suri with Storm, here in the Juts Experience.
Hey, hey brother, do you remember when we were kids with no fear? Hey, hey sister, do you believe in the things we dreamt we discover? I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm.
Storm, very anthemic. Well, that is it for another episode of the Tuts Experience. Oh, it is indeed. Episode number, what did we say it was earlier? I can't remember it. How bad is that of me? And we talked about it at the start of the show. Episode number 67, of course. Join me for episode number 68, but obviously keep it keep around for the Eurovision Showcase to come again. The next new episode will be out on Sunday evening, so or you can join us live on Forest FM every Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time. Indeed. So I hope you are well. Get in contact, requests, dedications, emails, and it would be lovely to hear from you guys and gals. Remember, you can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. You can also like our Facebook page, the Eurovision, the Tuts Experience, and also you can follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience. Take care, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Arrivederci, au revoir, au revoir de scène, and be good and stay safe. Au revoir! Now, if you were clever enough to remember that after every show that we have a little bit of a comedy clip to play, and I've got a doozy for you right now. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you soon.
1 minute late.
You're lucky to have me at all, Captain Peacock. I had to throw me pussy out before I came.
Mrs. Slocum, Mr. Rumbold would like to know why you're late.
Well, the central heating broke down. I had to light the oven and hold my pussy in front of it.
Well, if I'm to spend an evening in this club, there'll have to be accommodation for my pussy. Mr. Humphreys, leave my pussy alone. Well, if I'm not home on the stroke of 6, my pussy goes mad. If I'm not home on the stroke of 7, my pussy starts clawing at my business. Oh, Mr. Rumbold, I hope this isn't going to take long. My pussy's been locked up for 8 hours. But they're all dogs. Is there no demand for mechanical pussies?
I'm told that people prefer the real thing.
The last time I was late, a fireman had to climb out of my bedroom window and risk his life on a narrow ledge trying to grab hold of my pussy. Look! It's a diamantic collar for me pussy.
Mrs. Slocum, there is a strict rule that staff may not bring pets to the store.
Well, you know how clumsy those removal men are. I'm not having them handling my pussy.
Hello, is that Mr. Ekbar? Mrs. Slocum here, your next door neighbour. I wonder, would you do me a favour? Would you go to my front door, bend down and look through the letterbox? And if you can see my pussy, would you drop a sardine on the mat?